This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monane and read by Victoria Osunde.
Thursday, July 11th. God's word to you today is dominion. Our scripture reading is taken from Matthew 18, verses 19 to 20, and it says, I also tell you this, if two of you agree here on earth concerning anything you ask, my Father in heaven will do it for you. For where two or three gather together as my followers, I am there among them. The fourth benefit of deploying the power of we is dominion. Ecclesiastes 4 verse 12 says, three are even better, for a triple braided cord is not easily broken. When we deploy the power of we are unstoppable. The truth is that we are not all in right standing. But when we come together, the Bible tells us in 1 John 1, verse 7 and 8, but if we are living in the light, as God is in the light, then we have fellowship with each other, and the blood of Jesus, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. But if we claim we have no sin, we are only fooling ourselves and not living in the truth. There is power in coming together. I read an account of a man who was actively in the occult, but is now a believer, and he was sharing about the power Christians have in numbers. He said in the occult world, they did not understand or like the fact that Christians go for evangelism in groups of twos or threes. He said they usually would scan the Christian spiritually, perhaps looking for a weakness to prey on. He said that sometimes there is someone in the group that is not in right standing with God, but they usually are unable to attack the person because the light from the other two Christians usually protects the third person and they are unable to penetrate. Even though one is out of line with God, because we went for evangelism, that one is protected. He said that they usually would claim to be busy, but they really feel comfortable with that Christian that is not in right standing. They would request that he or she comes back alone at another time to tell them about Jesus. He says that most of the time, the person never comes alone. But if they make the mistake, they attack the person. The point is this. Even though one person had issues, the corporate anointing covered the person. I play different types of sports, and I think that children should be exposed, not forced, to playing sports. Some may not be skilled at physical sports, but the experience will do them good. Children should experience team sports like football, basketball, and solo sports like tennis, sprint, golf. They will learn amazing things about life. Life is a team sport. Christianity is a team sport. The team you are on determines a whole lot about the outcome. No matter how good you are in football, for instance, you need your teammates to create openings for you. But the flip side is also the case. However, when you're on a team with the best of the best, the finest footballers you can think of, will the team lose? You are in God's favorite house, but you also need to bring your best. Let us pray. Holy Spirit, help me remain where you have planted me. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.